What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Right State of Mind podcast. Happy to be back with y'all. Week 3 relationship series. And your boy is back. I'm not talking about myself. Mr. Ansley is back. I know last week we missed him. He lost his voice, man. I don't know what was going on there. Maybe he can tell you, but he is back. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, Charlie. Happy to be back. Happy to be able to speak in general. I don't know if it was some bad weather. Maybe it was a bad bet or two I made on the Super Bowl. I'm not really sure. But we are ready to go.
He's back, people. He was telling me how excited he was to be back. So we got him back. We also have somebody else here that I'm excited about. As you guys know, this is week 3. So we're almost done. We got this week and next week is our last week of the relationship series that I promised y'all. And this one, you know, last week I talked about, you know, navigating relationships. That was more so like early relationships before the engagement and the marriage kind of vibe. But now we're going to jump into the marriage vibe. I have a good friend of mine, Ms. Paige Morena here. And for the OG listeners, this voice might be very familiar to you because she has been on the podcast before. Paige, what is up, girl?
I'm here, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. We had a long car ride, but I'm here and all is good.
Hey, listen, man, I'm going to tell y'all right now, this is true friendship. This is why I love her. For the ones who listened before, so we met, she was actually a friend of mine at the very first job I got out of grad school, my first intro into therapy, first training I ever went to. I sat right beside this lady right here, and it's 2024, and we're still friends. That is crazy. That feels like forever ago, doesn't it?
Too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's so long ago, I'm not going to say the year, because I'm not going to age myself on this podcast.
I like that, Charlie.
So, yeah, so we got Paige here. She's also a fellow therapist. You know what, Paige? Let me let you introduce yourself, because when I do this, I usually will mess it up for somebody, so I'm going to let you introduce yourself to the people.
All right. So my name's Paige, and like Charlie said, I am a fellow therapist. I've been doing it for about 8 years now, that it's been rocking, and I have different experience. I worked in substance abuse for a little period of time. I've done individual counseling with a wide range of individuals, and now I'm currently working with the geriatric population. So I'm kind of all over the board. So
that makes for a ton of experience, some good experience there.
Steffi have bounced around.
Hey, that's always a good thing. I always laugh about how crazy our first job was because I feel like that literally prepared me for anything. Like now, the stuff I talk about and work with people on now seems very easy and kind of boring to me. Sorry for any clients that are listening, but it just does sometimes because I got introduced to the Wild Wild West. So now it's kind of like easy. Is that the case for you too? I don't know about the geriatric population. I don't know. You know, sometimes they get down in those nursing homes.
I would agree in the sense that it has helped me to deal with all situations and let things sort of like roll off my back and not be offended by anything.
Good. So as I said for this episode, so we want to talk about navigating marriage. You know, definitely had to get somebody home with some experience, and I really wanted to hear both sides of the equation. Like I wanted to hear from the wife's perspective first, and then, you know, next week, just a little sneak peek, we're going to get her husband, who's also a friend of mine, and we're going to get him on here and kind of have the same thing and hear from the husband's perspective as well. So before we jump into it, Paige, would you please paint us a picture of your situation? Because I know like who you're married to and how long and all that, but can you paint a little picture for the audience of your marriage?
Yeah. So my husband and I have been together for altogether a span of 13 years. I met him when I was in college and he was in grad school. We are from Pittsburgh. Well, he's from Baltimore. I'm from Pittsburgh, but our school is in Pittsburgh. So we were there for a little period of time. When I graduated, I took myself down to Charlotte and pretty much told him, you can either come or don't, but I'm going, so I'll see you. Hopefully you come with me. And he decided to come with me. And we were boyfriend-girlfriend for 7 years, and then we were engaged for about 2 years. And This year we will be married for 5 years and we now have two kids. We have a 2.5-year-old and a 5-month-old today. So we are rocking it.
Man, I'm sorry, audience. I have to have a little bit of a moment here because listening to you say that, it almost like didn't even feel real with you saying that. Yeah. Because when we met, like half of what you just said did not happen yet.
Yep.
To hear you, like I was at your wedding and it was a beautiful wedding, by the way. I love that. That was very fun. I was at the wedding. So I've seen you guys get engaged. Now you have, and you've got two kids now. I mean, this is crazy to me, but it just shows you how fast the time flies by. So a lot has happened, which is, I think is good for this episode because you have, you know, the experience from dating for a while to jumping in or to getting engaged and going into the marriage. So I think that would be good. So I'm sitting here thinking of where to start. And I think I want to start here, kind of in the beginning. So with that, with your experience, I should say, with dating someone from school, then moving to a new city, and then, you know, you guys continuing your relationship and it's forming into what it is now. What would you say are like the best ingredients, I should say, for like starting a relationship and something like that when you're going into marriage? What would you say the like ingredients to building a strong foundation?
So we still say this today, but we talk about communication. Like that would probably be top notch. Like you have to be able to communicate and, you know, talk about things. Cause this reminds me of like when we first moved in together, cause we didn't live together until we came to Charlotte. So when we first moved in together, just dumb things would irritate me like so bad. Like he left the shower curtain open, like, and it drove me nuts. And I never would say anything. But then like one day, like it just blew up and it was something so stupid. And I was like, this started with the shower curtain. And he was like, well, why don't you just tell me that? So I've learned over time, like, it's just, you need to just say it, like, you know, talk about it in the moment. Don't let it build up. Because if you do, then it ends up going into something way worse than what it actually was in the first place.
Oh my God, Paige, this is music to my ears. Like, it's so funny because I know, Angela, you're probably laughing as well. The last episode, when I was talking about navigating a relationship, the first thing I said was communication. That's the first thing I talked about. And I've said it so many times that I feel bad when I bring it up because I feel like people are like rolling their eyes like, here he goes again, talking about communication. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that my girlfriend does that every time I say it just because I've said it so many times. So it is good. I'm so happy that you said it because y'all don't have to hear me say it anymore. This is somebody who's in a marriage and that's the first thing she said. Can you talk a little bit about just like why that is so important? Because I kind of went into it last time. Like, I just think it's so important because you have two different people. Like, you think differently, you act differently, you have different perspectives. And I think the whole goal of being in a relationship is being on the same page. Like, it's hard to have anything good with somebody if you're not on the same page. That's friendship. That's really any relationship. And in my mind, the only way to get on the same page is we have to talk. We have to communicate about certain things. So can you kind of expand a little bit on why like that's so important for you in your marriage?
I think it's just life. Like, you know what I mean? Like we are like, we're so, and I think even more so now than at the beginning too, but like now that, you know, we're both working, we have two kids, you know, by the end of the day, you know, we've had so much happen in that span. And that, you know, if we don't talk to each other, if we don't have conversations with one another, I have no clue what's going on in his world. And he has no clue what's going on in mine. And even just little things like, oh, the kids did this, or work stressed me out today, or whatever, you know, it's just to even just know what's going on, I think, really on that end of things, especially for the stage of life that we're in right now.
Yeah, for sure. For that, because you have so many moving parts, you definitely have to kind of communicate. Why do you think it's so hard for people? Because I feel like when you say communicate, everybody thinks that it's like you sit down and have like big, deep conversations. But I love what you said just now, even the little things. Like, it's not just that sort of conversation. My rule of thumb with this is it's always better to over communicate versus to not communicate enough. Like, even if you don't think it's something that important to bring up, I always say, you rarely go wrong when you do that, when you over communicate. And even if you think it's not that big a deal to bring it up versus like kind of like what you said with the shower curtain. If you hold it in, I think it's always better to say more than you need to then versus not enough. Mm-hmm. So why do you think that's like so difficult for people?
I'd probably say just like at the beginning, I would say for me, like what made it hard to communicate was I was more so fearful maybe. And like the way that I, you know, the way I was brought up and what I was kind of bringing to the relationship, I had some baggage there, not gonna lie. And so my communication skills were just not great. My communication skills were yelling and getting mad and, you know, not. And so, you know, over time we've learned, you know, how to communicate properly with each other. And so I think that might be like why it's so hard for people is they don't know a healthy way to communicate with each other. And I think that starts right. It, like we'll circle back to like the little things. I think it starts with the little things and over communicating about those things to really help work on developing a healthy communication.
Yeah. And for y'all, when you first started, because I think another bad habit that people have is, you know, when you get comfortable, or maybe just in the beginning, maybe not even when you get comfortable, people are also like, we have this habit of thinking people can read our minds. Like, you know, when you're around somebody and you talk to them long enough, you kind of expect them like, well, you should know this or that. Was that the case for you in the beginning? You're already laughing.
I think it's still the case now sometimes, to be honest. You know, there's so many times that, and like, we've had this conversation where it's like, you know, he says like, my brain doesn't work the way that your brain works. And, you know, something that you think that I'm going to think about as simple as like, oh, the dog bowl is empty. Like it needs filled up. He's like, I don't even look at it and think of it that way. And so, I've learned to communicate more with him about like what I need and stuff and not just assuming he knows what I want him to do.
Yeah. That is such a great point of what he said, because I think that right there is another big, it's a big challenge for people. I think I struggle with this. I'm gonna be honest. I try to be transparent on this podcast. I think that's a struggle for me too, is we think people's brain or like we think someone thinks the way we do. You know, I get, you know, there are times, sorry, honey, if you're listening, where she does something and I'm thinking in my head, why the hell would you do that? Like, you know, why would you do this? Or why would you do that? Or why would you say like, but I'm thinking and I'm looking at it from my perspective on how like I would handle it. And I'm not thinking about, well, maybe she sees it this way or she sees it that way. So I think that is such a good point. And I think that's why people struggle is because we look at it the way that maybe we think it should go or we think it should be said or done. And then when somebody doesn't match that, it like, that causes a person to get very frustrated or anything like that. So I think that's a great point. Ansley, I also know that was your number one on the last episode and you didn't get a chance to say it. So if you have anything about communication, please feel free.
I don't know. I think y'all hit it out of the park. I don't really have much to add. Kind of to the point about assuming, kind of reading your mind, like say, why don't you do this? Like thinking the way your brain works. I know my brain works completely different than a lot of other people. So I'm sitting here confused constantly. And it's not just in relationships. It's just everyday conversations with people and trying to figure out why exactly are you thinking this way? And that actually used to get me a lot when I was younger and just not understand it. So I would fight back and like, I just don't understand versus taking a step back and having them walk through that process with me so I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Exactly.
And that brings up a good point in like how we've learned to communicate, you know, with each other is my husband is able to take a step back and like he'll note it, like he'll be able to stop and like he kind of thinks through things a lot better than I do. Sometimes I can be a little quick at the mouth. And so he is able to take a step back. And that's helped with our communication too, because he'll step back and then I'm like, okay, we're going to take a moment. And then we kind of come back to it and kind of have a good conversation.
Yeah, that's always good. You know, you need balance in a relationship. You both can't have that quick trigger. You got to be, you know, a little balance in there. I think that's good. Because I think, you know, with him, kind of what you said, I think that's usually what gets me in trouble. I always feel like I'm thinking like two or three steps ahead. Like I'm always thinking like further. And I think my partner thinks more like in the moment. And I think that's kind of where the struggle is. So I think that's a great point of kind of understanding your partner and kind of knowing what works. And being able, and I think the thing about that, you have to be open. You know, I literally just, I just I just had a reel that I posted. It was talking about that. You know, when you have a person, well, you know, when you choose to be in a relationship, you have to be open to another person's way of doing things. Like, you can't be hell bent on, like, this is how I do it and this is how we're going to do it. You have to be kind of open, even if it frustrates you. And that's the hard part, is being like, okay, I understand he or she does it like this, even though I don't necessarily agree with it. I'm going to, you know, listen to him or her and kind of see where they're coming from, versus going like, nope, this is how it's supposed to be done. I think that's a big part. You got to be open, unless you're just going to be bickering back and forth the whole time. So another question for you. So, like, now we're talking about, you know, communication, the ways that you have seen it grow and change over time. Is there anything else that you kind of noticed, like, that's a big difference that has evolved in your marriage now, maybe from like when y'all first met to now? Anything that you've seen that has completely changed or grown in a positive way, or it could be a negative way, but I think more so positive way?
I don't know if I would necessarily say this has changed, but I think the one thing that has been a constant throughout our relationship is we started out as friends. And I still consider him like my best friend. And, you know, like, he's the one that I always want to, like, when something happens, I want to call him right away and everything. And, you know, our relationship started out that way. You know, like, he was a really good friend of mine, and we developed, you know, a relationship after that. And so, like, we had a solid, I feel like we had a solid foundation with each other to get started. And I think that's been helpful as we've gone through all of these stages and changes and whatnot, you know, that we still have that to fall back on. And I might get mad or get frustrated, but then I, you know, I remember, like, you know, that's my best friend, and I'd be sad without him or lost without him.
Yeah. That is such a great thing, because you probably know where I'm going with this. You've seen it, I've seen it, I think we've all seen it. My question is, like, you guys have been together, what's the total number of years now?
13.
So 13 years. How do you keep that going for 13 years? Because you know that we've seen it, where I always think of COVID. Man, I'm going to tell y'all, when I switched over into private practice, it was in 2020. That was right when COVID happened. And I can't tell you how many clients I had. Sorry, I'm laughing. It's not funny. I can't tell you how many clients I had reach out, and they were losing their minds because they were stuck at home with their partners. And it was almost like they were dating or meeting a new person. They were like, you know, I'm about to lose my mind. I can't do this and that. And I think we've seen that sometimes, like, when you're with somebody for so long, it's hard to keep the friendship part going. So it's a great thing when you hear that people have done that. What, like, how have you guys been able to keep the friendship as strong and, you know, as strong as a relationship?
I would say it goes to, like, I'll go back to that point of being, like, flexible with each other, you know, and, like, not being so set in our ways, and, you know, just being open to different things. And, you know, we're at a point, like, I can agree to disagree with him, and I'm okay with that, and he's okay as well. And so I think, like, that's been a real positive for us, you know, that, like, I can say, you can have that opinion and I can have mine, and I don't have to be mad at you, because we're different people, you know, and we're always going to have differing opinions. And, you know, I think that's been helpful, because we don't stay stuck on things. You know, we move on and you keep it pushing, and, you know, try not to let it get to you.
That's good. I'm gonna tell y'all, because I've seen Paige when she's not so happy. So I think that is a good thing to hear. I would assume you're almost forced to that. I mean, if you make a relationship work, in my opinion, you kind of have to be like that. You know, that's kind of what I said on the last episode of, if you're not like that, I feel like you're really just going to always run into a situation where you find yourself arguing or bickering over something. You know, I think I always laugh. It's like the oldest joke ever, but, you know, the happy wife, happy life motto. And it's like, I don't think it's just for men and women. Like, it doesn't always have to be a husband and wife. I think it can be the other way around too. I think it's just, to me, what that says, just knowing when to pick your battles, like, knowing, like, okay, we can just have different opinions. We can agree to disagree, and not being so set on winning. You know, one of my biggest pieces of advice I give people, if you want to make a relationship work, is you have to be okay with taking an L sometimes. Like, you have to be okay with just, okay, like, he or she can have it. You know, I don't care about, like, to keep going back and forth or proving my point. you know, maybe we can just agree to disagree, kind of like you said. So I think that is a key point, because you don't want to be bickering, and you know, next thing you know, you're gonna be calling therapists like everybody was in COVID town. So with that also, what would you say are ways that you guys have been able to handle those moments? Like when you disagree and you have some conflict, because that's an inevitable. You know, there's no way to be in a relationship with someone and always agree on something. Like you're going to have times where you don't see eye to eye. You know, they think this way, you think that way. Like you're going to have those times of conflict. And the way that a couple handles those moments, to me, is make or break for a relationship. I don't know two people who handle conflict in a bad way and they stay together forever. Like usually it's only a matter of time before it ends if you always find yourself in a conflict and you handle it poorly, whether it's arguing, fighting, whatever the case may be. If that's the case, I feel like it's only like your relationship has an expiration date on it to me. But if you're able to handle it in a positive way, then that's a lot better. So how do you guys handle those moments when there is conflict or disagreement?
Now I think, you know, we've both grown and, you know, I won't say things right away. You know, I will kind of like, you know, just take it in and like process it myself, mm-hmm. where before, you know, I was very quick to, you know, just say whatever was on my mind, and it would typically not be the nicest and turn, you know, into an argument, where now it's like, okay, I'm okay with like sleeping on something and coming back to it. And you know, the same thing for him as well. You know, he's able to tell, and we read each other's body languages, and like we know when the other one's getting frustrated or heated or whatnot. And you know, being able to like kind of point it out and just say, yeah, I see, you know, you're getting this way or whatnot, you know, let's table this and, you know, we'll come back to it. We had a recent discussion, you know, from watching the Barbie movie and it brought up some really, really good topics. And, you know, we got a little heated with each other, but then we both sort of paused for a moment and came back, and it was like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. I can see where you're coming from, but I still don't necessarily agree with you, but I hear you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really good, because I think, like I said, it definitely helps with the relationship moving forward. I think it's hard to move forward if you don't have that, because you start building resentments and whatnot. So I think that's a big key. You know, what whenever you say that, what I hear is a partnership, like a team. We're teammates. We are on the same team. And I'm saying that because sometimes when you're in those moments and the emotions get the best of you, it can feel like we're going against each other. You know what I mean? It can feel like me versus you, or vice versa. I think it's hard to remember in the heat of the moment every time that we're on the same team. We're on the same team. We want the same goal. We want to do that. If I'm being honest, this is a funny moment. Earlier in my career, I used to do couples counseling. Let's say I stopped for that reason. Yeah. I only do individual therapy now. I don't do couples. I've had people reach out. I've had people say this. I salute all the couples therapists out there who love it. I actually know a couple where I have a couple therapist friends who that's all they do. They love couples work. And I tell them every time, you can have it. It is all yours. You're not going to get any fight out of me. And I say that because there were so many times where I would be in there. I feel like a referee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like a referee where I'm like, trying to talk this side down, trying to talk that side down, bringing together, trying to piece it. And it was just draining for me. That's just me. I know there are other people who love it, which is why we all have our specialties. But I think that's what I'm talking about. When you're in the heat of the moment, it can feel like you're going against each other. And I always used to say in those sessions, if you really listen to each other, you both want the same thing. It's just you have different viewpoints, you have different perspectives on it. But at the end of it, if you take the emotions out of it, you both want the same thing. And I think it's crazy how often that happens. But people let emotions get the best of them, or pride or whatever it is, and it can really break down our relationship. So I think that's a great thing to remember, is, you know, you're on the same team, which I'm sure you can agree. There's sometimes where it's hard to remember that in the heat of the moment.
Most certainly is.
Most certainly, yes. I'm going to take that laugh as, yeah, I've been there before. All right. So I know, so we're wrapping up towards the end now. What would you say? I know we've talked about a couple of helpful tips and things like that, but for anybody kind of at this stage, what would you say is your advice for them to help navigate, you know, their marriage?
I would say just listen, you know, and hear them, right? Like, I think that ties everything all together that we've talked about. You know, you're on the same team, communication, all of those things, like just listen and hear them. You know, Tamba brings this up quite often. Like, there was a time in our relationship where, you know, I was like, I don't necessarily want you to say anything back to me. Like, I just want you to hear me. And he's taken that and like ran with it. And, you know, and it's changed our dynamic. So I think for men as well as women, like, you just want to be heard sometimes. And it's not necessarily like, you know, I need a response back. Like, I just want you to hear me. So that's my piece of advice.
Did you say that he said that to you, or did you say that to him?
So I said that to him, but okay. He has told me, like, he's told me, you know, that it like registered for him. And like, that's what helped change his communication with me, or like his tactic with me, if you want to say it that way, that I said that to him.
Oh, that is, hey, I was about to say, that is so gold. I'm laughing just because you know, that happens all the time with men. I think we are wired to be like fixers. We are raised to be like fix problem. We handle a situation. And I think almost every man I ever talked to has that problem at some point where your partner is talking to you, and in your mind, you're already forming up, well, this is the solution. This is how you should fix it. And the person's like, I didn't really ask any of that. I'm just trying to talk to you right now. My partner's laughing because that was definitely me. Sometimes, but I think that's a common thing that a lot of men do, is that. So I, you know, again, should go back and listen to the last episode for anybody out there who's listening to this, because that was part of it, you know, where I was thinking, you got to be able to listen. That's the most important part of communication. A lot of people just think it's just talking, you know, it's just like, I got to say what I feel or say what I mean. I think the biggest part is being able to listen. So I'm very glad that you say that, or that you said that. So there was one more question I wanted to backtrack, because I just remember something. With you guys going from where you started to now, there's been a lot of change and a lot of growth. How have you been able to help each other? Because I know that, you know, with your career, that you've done things and grown, and you've gotten to this point. And for him as well, you know, I see him on social media doing his fitness stuff. How have you guys been able to help each other, as, you know, not only are you taking care of your marriage and kids, but you also are growing in your own individual spaces as well?
That's just something that's always been important to us. We've always had, a relationship like outside of each other, you know, like it was, neither one of us were jealous. Like if we went out with somebody else, or, you know, we weren't with them, and, you know, that was always just something that was important. And, you know, both of our work ethics line up that way. Like, we're both very hardworking and we're very determined and motivated. And I think, if we didn't align that way, you know, that progression just wouldn't have happened. I think the other one might have held the other person back, or whatnot. And so we both kind of have these expectations for ourselves, and we also then put it on the other person, you know, like, I expect this for myself and I expect it from you as well. And so we just, you know, have that mindset, like, I gotta get up there. I gotta do that, because, you know, they're gonna do the same thing. So.
I love that. I love that. The teamwork makes your dream work. You two are a true representation of that. So we love to see it. Paige, I promise you I wouldn't hold you for too long. So we're going to wrap this episode up. Listen, I just want to thank you for your determination. Again, I can't say that. Thank you so much for driving 8+ hours and then hopping on the podcast with me. You are the best.
I got you.
All right, Right State of Mind family, we're gonna get out of here. Thank y'all so much for listening. Right State of Mind Pod on Instagram, Right State of Mind Podcast TikTok. Until next time, see y'all.